CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. An Owen Sound police officer managed to chase down and arrest a suspect who reportedly pointed a firearm at someone yesterday. Police were told the incident occurred in the area of 13th Street West and 4th Avenue West on Sunday, just before 7 in the evening. Officers arrived and gave chase after the suspect tried to flee on a decrepit mountain bike. The suspect had to abandon the bike to jump over a series of tall fences, so a veteran officer jumped on that bicycle and then caught up with the suspect a few hundred feet away in the parking lot of a nearby apartment building. Police found a realistic-looking BB pistol and a hunting knife, which police later learned the suspect had previously used to threaten someone. A 22-year-old on bail for assault was additionally charged with pointing a firearm, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, and breach of a release order. The Middlesex London Health Unit is investigating a confirmed case of measles in an adult in that region. The health unit is alerting the community that they may have been exposed to measles in various settings across London between March 3rd and March 8th. The health unit said in a news release that the person likely acquired the case during travel. Bruce County Public Library has launched a comprehensive review of its programming offerings, and residents will have a chance to voice their views. Online and in-person surveys are now available to gather feedback from residents and patrons. Survey responses will be collected until the end of March. The programming review aims to enhance library services and ensure they align with the interests and needs of the community. The survey is available through the library website, while in-person surveys can be picked up at any of the 17 branches or on the bookmobile. People are asked to share their preferences, suggestions, and ideas. Pattyfest is well underway with loads of events on tap this week for March break. Listel kinsman Ben Zavitz says the opening weekend was a huge success, but he adds there's more to do this week for both kids and adults. He calls it extremely encouraging to see the level of participation from the community and beyond.
Being out of COVID now, and then a year after, more or less removed from that, where, you know, people were still catching up with life overall, we're starting to see just, you know, Listel's grown exponentially large in 3 to 5 years. And now we're starting to see that. We're seeing new people new to town engaging with Pattyfest, and that's new to us, and it's fantastic.
A full list of Pattyfest events can be found on pattyfest.ca. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
In Greater Ontario Junior Hockey, Air Centennials take a surprising 2-1 series lead home, looking to take a stranglehold against the KW Siskins. Puck drop at 7:30, same start time for St. Mary's home to Sarnia. The Lincolns lead the series 2-0 and have outscored Sarnia 14-2 along the way. OHA playoff hockey on AM920 CKNX coming up on Wednesday as the Listowel Cyclones host the Caledon Bombers for Game 3, with the Sykes leading 2-0. In Provincial Junior Hockey, Tavistock Braves wrapping up their first-round series against Hespler tonight, tied 3-3 with Game 7 starting at 7:30. Pollock Division semifinals expected to get underway this Wednesday. Mount Forest will likely be home for Game 1 against the Kincardine Bulldogs, although an exact time has so far not been announced. Other semifinal has Hanover taking on Fergus. In the Yek Division, Exeter Hawks expect to start Game 1 on Friday in Thamesford against the Trojans. Exeter with a dramatic Game 7 OT victory on Sunday. And on the hard court, Raptors' 3-game winning streak back at the end of February seems like a distant memory. Now losers in 5 of their last 6 overall, continuing a 4-game road trip in Denver against the Nuggets at 9. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Some fog patches are expected to form overnight, otherwise clear, with a low near zero. Sunshine highlights the forecast for tomorrow. Fog clearing out in the morning. South winds gusting to 40 with a high of 16. For Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 14. Cloudy on Thursday, high near 11.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast, and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.